You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Just a minute! Don't hang up!
Hello.
AKFM Australia starts now.
You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel.
So many years, all people are listening to music, and they like it, but only few of us know
that music is life is life is.
G'day, I'm Merck, and welcome to AKFM Australia, episode 458. If you're listening to this relatively soon after the episode comes out, I'm still in overseas land, but I have a great selection of Australian music courtesy of Airplay Direct. I can tell you about our first artist. I was going to say a band, but he's not a band, he's an artist, because there's only one of him. Kane Harrison, he is a singer-songwriter. Originally from Victoria, but he's currently living in Nashville, Tennessee. He shares his time between Nashville, Tennessee and Los Angeles, but he's certainly not limited to that. In 2007, Kane was a finalist in Australian Idol, and in 2008, he was a grand finalist in Australia's largest country music competition, the Telstra Radio Tamworth. In that same year, his first single, The Moments, debuted on number 25, on the Country Music Channel charts, and moved quickly to number 6 and continued to chart on that television chart for 17 weeks. So we're going to hear a song called Crazy.
Crazy on the earth.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Somebody out there got away with the words, 'cause I feel a little lonely. Somebody out there got a handle on love. Nobody's ever shown me, 'cause I've been walking around staring at my feet, praying to a God from a bended knee. Somebody out there got a handle on me. I feel just a little lonely. Anybody ever felt a void of faith in a world that's come undone? Got a feeling like you're just another face in a crowd that's got it wrong. 'Cause I've been walking around staring at my feet, trying to break new ground on a worn out street. Somebody out there got a handle on me. I feel just a little. Tasted ocean salt, my lips when gently kissed. How do I pull apart these force-filled grins and untangle the lies on their painted skin? If somebody out there got a handle on this, feel just a little.
Like in a
lesson I've learned. This won't stay until it hurts. It's a slow burn. And I still have you flowing inside of me. And I don't need to walk on fire to feel your heat. There was no warning, and now there's no retreat from this perfect lonesome melody in me. So burn this song after you hear it, and keep my love, 'cause I won't need it. You're not like any lesson I've learned. This won't stay until it hurts. It's a slow burn.
Season 6.
candle so I can find my way back home. But to the emptiness of a whitewashed room, she knows that my heart is squarely on her side. And she knew the scars that she would leave behind. But when the winter
this podcast is a member of the Association of Music Podcasting.
Hey friends, let me ask you a question. When is the last time you visited the Association of Music Podcasting's website at musicpodcasting.org? You didn't? What are you missing? Well, here's the deal. Each and every podcaster from the Association of Music Podcasting puts out shows on a regular basis, and you can find listings for all of those shows and all of that great music that you may be missing right there at musicpodcasting.org. We also have a Facebook page, and it lets you know every time we put out a new show. It's at facebook.com/musicpodcasting. Oh, and by the way, we're on Twitter at twitter.com/musicpodcasting.
To those passengers with the camera, if you are going to take photographs, can you please turn your flash off? It's most important on the underground. Can you turn your flash off when you use the camera? And next time, if you're going to take a photograph, can you ensure that I'm smiling, please?
It's a cold November. We'll be right back.
you know me? Am I happy? What's going on? Go burning down fields as you go. And how do you believe what they say?
You stole my words.
It's a cold November. There's a chill in the air. We laughed all morning, but we didn't care. You're telling stories again. I can't keep from laughing, my friend. Me out. And tomorrow is calling, but I wanna be still, still in this moment. But we're not meant to be still. And it feels like we're falling, and the lights have gone out. Do people return to be apart? Take the way home was the answer back there. You're telling stories and the endings are never quite clear. I tried to listen, but the sounds had gone from the air. You were my friend in England, and now you're not here. I'm out of here. I'm back in Melbourne for my Christmas cheer. And the valley went dead and blows in a new
can't forget me. I'm Pavarotti, I'm the one who takes your photo for free. Take your picture, make a story, then I'll sell it to E. Grab the cash, build my stash, the money shots all I need.
The paparazzi want me. The paparazzi found me. And now they're gonna get me. Cause the paparazzi love me.
Somehow I know now that somewhere in my mind. We'll be right back.
make sure that I'm smiling, please.
the sun is light up, but underneath it's cool. It's a long way up, but you follow no rules. It's an empty win when it's just for yourself. There's more to learn from Mr. D.B. Adele. The less we use it, the more it will rust. It's a hell of a waste to lose a friend's trust. The faster you run from it, the closer it gets. When you get to the end, there is no time to regret. Don't wait till it's too late. Scars on your face, I wonder, can you see mine? There's more going on here than meets the eye. Just keep your head down and don't ask why. No matter what you believe, it could be that you're right. But I do not believe that it is worth the night. It's getting so you're not sure what is real. All that really matters is the love that we feel. Don't wait till
You have been listening to Irk on Irk FM. I was going to say Irk FM Metal Monday again. I don't know why. Irk FM Australia episode 458. We just heard three songs in a row there by Strange Anthem. Prior to that, three songs in a row by Stranger Town. Prior to that, three songs in a row by Star Assassin. So we really ended the episode ending in S, didn't we? Prior to that, two songs from the Monkey Face and the Bent Legs, a couple of songs before that. And of course, we opened the episode up with Kane Harrison. Kane Harrison has had a great career, gone overseas, alternating between Nashville and Los Angeles, as I was saying before. He had an interesting childhood growing up with various musical influences before going more towards the country and or western scale of things. After Kane Harrison, we heard from the Bent Legs. They are from Melbourne. They were formed during the early 2000s when the world was becoming increasingly inward and fearful. They came together to capture some of the mood and love of the time. Tunes banged out after midnight in the inner north. The drummer with a bung knee who would turn pale occasionally when the song stopped. They kept going late into the night, holding on, not knowing that our lives were about to change. The Bent Legs are singer-songwriter Craig, blues drumming legend Rob Martin, who's actually a Kiwi, and Rob Boys members Jay and Niall from Ireland. Craig and Jay have played guitar and written songs together for several outfits since the 1990s, and Rob started off at the age of 18, 19, in a band called Vortex in Napier, New Zealand, playing rock, new wave, and anything from Stranglers, Doors to Patti Smith, and to a long percussive version of Symphony of the Devil. And so that was the Bent Legs from Melbourne. Then we heard the Monkey Face. Can't tell you much about them, except those guys are also from Melbourne. I don't think... Oh, hang on. Their influences include Bowie, AC/DC, Nirvana, and The Cars. That's all I can tell you about those guys. They were followed by Stranger Town from Western Australia. They left the security of their country upbringing in the southwest town of Walpole in Western Australia. They rent a house in suburban Leaderville near Perth, and they search for a drummer. They've never followed trends. Instead of writing music they love, as it comes from most songs evolving from long writing sessions, some songs start with the idea of a riff, while others come from spontaneous jamming. And so they've got a wide range of influences, including The Cult, Black Crowes, Jane's Addiction, The Beatles, Pearl Jam, The Doors, The Who, The Rolling Stones, Neil Young, Radiohead, Velvet Underground, Led Zeppelin, Iggy Pop, David Bowie, Pink Floyd, and Soundgarden. So quite a range of influences there. Their choruses are generally melodious and memorable. They're a high energy outfit, live and larger than life. Rock could be the best way to describe the band's style, however, the songs can be very diverse at times. They have both a light and a dark side, sometimes reflective, sometimes honest rock and roll, other times bordering on psychedelia, with undeniable roots influences poking through. Ray's vocal style has been described as a cross between Jim Morrison, Chris Cornell, and Ian Astbury. Then we moved on to Star Assassin, and they are also from Melbourne. They're a four-piece prog alternative rock band influenced by the Canadian and the US music scenes. The fans have coined the band's brand of music uniquely as chemical rock. The summer of 2007 finished up with a long string of live touring between Newcastle and Geelong, including festivals like Grooving the Moo and Dusty Days. And so they've also done some East Coast touring and whatnot as well. from a band whose members used to take toilet breaks in the middle of live shows, climb up and pull tables while performing, and were told to wait outside venues until they hit the stage because they were underage, comes rock's newest rock stars. They've had more than 500 live shows under their belts, 5,000 copies of their EP snatched up, and they also won an award for the best unsigned rock act at the Music Oz Awards in 2005. So that was Star Assassin and our last band, Strange Anthem. All the bands finishing with S, Ken Callender would have had trouble with that one. Strange Anthem is actually a Melbourne-based singer-songwriter, and he is solo. He has an experiment to express and to share, which represents a journey that charts his experiences in a life that is no less strange than anyone else's. He has conveyed experiences for his song. He likes to think of his music as a fusion of the old and the new, the rawness and the simplicity of guitar, ranging from ambient acoustics to grinding electronics, to the subsonic punch and complexity of electronic sounds. The sound is all about power, groove, and atmosphere wrapped up in an honest drama pathos. If you had to put his music into a genre, perhaps it fits into electro rock, or drawing influences from industrial, grunge, dark wave trance, 80s romantic with some hip-hop undertones. The solid rhythm section in his songs are derived from his experience as a drummer of the metal and rock variety. As for the rest, he experiments with synths and effects that lead him down the rabbit hole of endless possibilities, with influences such as Soundgarden, Nine Inch Nails, Depeche Mode, Beastie Boys, The Cure, Metallica, New Order, The Genesis, and The Pet Shop Boys. So that brings us to the end of this episode, episode 458 of IRC FM Australia. If this isn't enough music for you, also check out my other show, which is all genres, but from around the world instead of around Australia for this show, each and every Wednesday on IRC FM International, IRCFMInternational.com. If, of course, you like your music a little bit harder, you can go to IRC FM Metal Monday, hosted by me, about metal, and on Mondays, and also check out my friends at the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org. Music Podcasting Made Easy. Over 40 like-minded people just like me bringing you shows from around the world. Till next time, I'm Eric. Don't forget that Australian music is life, and I'll see you next time. Doesn't matter where I am in overseas land, keep in contact via the social networks and you'll see how I'm going. Good night, Interweb. Thanks for listening. It's been a long day filled with interviews, walking between all the venues. There's a couple of ambulance officers right near me who might want to give me a lift back to the hotel. I'm not sure. I think they've got something a bit more serious to deal with than a tired podcaster having a bit of a sooky la-la because his feet are tired. Anywho, I'm Eric. Don't forget that Australian music is life.